It's on fire in here with these fluorescent lights.
Right.
Even though my hair is still very naturally dark.
Well, he's got a touch of gray.
Yeah, well, you got plenty of time for it.
Hello. Like, wow. Ooh.
This is great lighting. Mm. Yeah. But we got to go now. So Joey and his team are next. I'll see you this afternoon at 3. Redeem the wing finger winning word of the day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Pam Puso. Scientists are skeptical.
President Vladimir Putin saying Russia has approved a coronavirus vaccine, becoming the first country to do so and paving the way for mass inoculations. Putin insisting the shot developed by scientists in Moscow has passed the necessary tests.
Fox's Simon Owen, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says it's more important to have a safe and effective vaccine than to be the first to produce one. The White House on defense over President Trump's executive orders on coronavirus relief.
In the absence of congressional leadership and action, this president will always step into the breach. And number two, what the president did is he basically told America, I'm trying to help you stay in your homes or your apartments through the non-eviction notices.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway. America's listening to Fox News.
State and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. A double shooting in Montgomery last night sent two men to the hospital. Shots were fired just before 7 in the 3200 block of Cotton Street. Police say both men have non-life-threatening injuries. A 27-year-old woman is Montgomery's latest homicide victim, marking the city's 41st murder this year. Lisa Adair died in the hospital after she was shot in the 3200 block of Harrison Road Sunday night. Police haven't announced any arrests in this fatal shooting. If you have any helpful information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. More charges have been filed against David Justice, a local businessman accused of child sex abuse. Blount County authorities have charged Justice with 20 additional charges of sex abuse of a child younger than 12 years old, as well as one count of sodomy. Authorities are pushing to have his bond amount increased. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Storm Prediction Center has put us in a marginal severe weather risk because some of the storms will be strong, possibly severe today. Of course, there were some wind damage issues yesterday in some places like Dadeville and through eastern Alabama. So again, today some areas could see some a big show with these storms. A lot of lightning and maybe some gusty winds that do some damage. It is possible. Big heat produces big storms. Today's high 96. We had 98 yesterday. Hottest day of the summer. Heat index will be near 105 again today. Scattered afternoon and evening storms in more generous supply, I think, than yesterday. And then they will fade out tonight, low 75. Then tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, we'll kick the rain chances up another notch. Scattered to numerous afternoon and evening storms. Mid-90s for a high Wednesday and Thursday, low 90s on Friday. Again, we have that Perseid meteor shower peaking late tonight and tomorrow night. If the clouds cooperate, you got to go far away from the city lights to see the meteors. It's one of the best meteor showers of the year. Right now, this morning, already 81 degrees with 84% humidity. Ouch! At 9:04.
How you doing, Rich?
Ouch!
You know, you mentioned in the meteor shower. Have you ever looked back? You've had an incredible career. You've been an amazing weatherman for the River Gym. I mean, the people, like, they love you. I mean, when you're out in the wilderness a little bit, I mean, did you see the thousands and thousands that followed you online? And then this beautiful man, Rick Peters, decided to hire you, and now you're a radio star. It's incredible.
Your Biden is so good.
Yeah, my Biden. Corn pop. My IQ is certainly higher than yours. I almost was at the bottom of my class and decided to stay in the top of my class. Anyway.
Where were you going with that, though?
Where I was going with that is, do you ever think back, and because of, you know, you touch on this, I'm sure, as a meteorologist, when you see astronomical events. Have you ever thought about, hey, I could have taken a different path and done the stars exclusively in space?
No, but I think it is part of my responsibility, and a lot of meteorologists don't do this, to tell people what's going on if there's going to be a celestial event that's amazing. Some meteorologists say, no, that's not meteorology. No, but you're the you're the station scientist.
Sure.
So you have a certain responsibility, I think, to be the guy that's telling people about that.
No, and I think it's great. It's always fascinating, and I think it's great that we're now looking at the stars again. One of my favorite quotes of all time, we're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. And I'm glad you do that. And, you know, you're saying you're a scientist. You really are. And one thing I've learned talking to you, other meteorologists over the years, is the humility you have to bring to the table. I mean, models and measurement techniques have gotten better over the years, I'm sure, but well, you never really know.
For instance, at the end of this week, with rain chances that are much higher than last week, there are going to be people that coming up to me saying, where's all this rain you were talking about?
Right.
See, other towns had 6 inches, but this guy at his house didn't have enough rain or none.
You ever get in the mood where somebody, I'm asking all these questions, 20 questions this morning with Rich Thomas. But you ever get in the mood when people are like that? It's not just a joke. Like, you said the right, you know what? You say one more thing, I'm putting an almanac on my website, all right? We're going back to the squirrels are on the other side of the tree. Okay?
I get a little defensive, but also you have to have a thick skin in this business. And I've been in the business for 40 years or plus.
There you go.
How old were you in 40 years ago? No, that's right.
You're right, I wasn't.
You weren't around.
I wasn't around.
Oh, man. But I don't feel like...
You look good.
Thank you.
You and Greg both. It's like, how are y'all hanging in there?
Appreciate it. That's what I wanted. Now I can go. I wanted a compliment.
It's Tuesday morning. News and Views is about to begin, and Rich Thomas still looks good today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too, Rich. Bye, Chase. Oh, he's so peaceful right now in that little throne of his. Oh, just a moment, folks. I know the silence isn't great for radio, but Chase...
He's so sedate today.
Yeah, we're talking about you. You just woke up. Yeah. Anyway.
You ready to go, baby? Let's go.
News and Views will begin in mere moments. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Chase. This hour of News and Views is always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. The 50% off on all those old videotape transfers to DVD or digital file for your computer, whether it's VHS, Betamax, old camcorder tapes, they can all be transferred at 50% off for the month of August for News and Views listeners when you call 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this, the first hour upcoming of News and Views from 9 till noon.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes. And when you hear, you realize that you haven't slept a wink. That's why there's ZzzQuil Pure Z's, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil. ZzzQuil Pure Z's, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
Bria's Fashion Boutique is the worst. First, they asked me if I needed help finding anything. Just because I'm gorgeous doesn't mean I need help.
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
Then they tell me they're having a sale. Oh, so you're assuming I'm poor. Cool.
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Also, they tried to give me the friends and family discount. I'm not your friend, so...
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Anyway. I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness, and
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. The first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class, and then decided I wanted to stay, went back to law school, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class.
Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
Why the hell would I take a test?
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, and welcome to this little morning show we call News and Views from 9 till noon. You too might be going cuckoo out there in the river region and around America because, well, when I listen to our dear leaders, when I listen to them bragging about their intelligence, well, it's just quite amusing. Welcome to the show. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
Very good. Before we get into the meat of the show today, because there's a lot going on, I finally had a chance to catch that Bill Barr interview with Mark Levin. That was fantastic. Touched on a lot of issues I've been caring about for years, and to see this attorney general with his breadth and depth of experience and wisdom take on this scandal after scandal, as well as the violence in the streets. I don't always agree with Bill Barr. I didn't think I would love him as much as I do when he was first nominated. And man, we both have a man crush on that guy.
Mm-hmm. He's so calm. He's so smooth.
Right. But
I just love to watch him. He never changes his demeanor.
Exactly.
Never gets upset. He's just very even keel and smart. Smart as he can be.
Now, I did something, though, last night. Of course, I called you about and another piece of news. Was there was a shooting right outside of the White House premises, the White House grounds. And apparently, we now know more about it, but not much more. But apparently a man, about 51 years old, approached a uniformed Secret Service officer posted outside the barricades around the White House and approached the officer, then walked away, then turned around and said, "I have a weapon," then pulled out an object, that's what they called it in the press conference, crouched into a shooter's position, and the officer, rightfully so it seems, shot the guy in the chest, and then immediately first aid was administered, and they sent both the officer, who probably for any time an officer shoots his weapon, he needs to be, even if he's not hurt physically, needs to be debriefed and, checked for psychology and any trauma. It's a good procedure, but also the guy who accosted the officer, or it's He was at the hospital, too. So, very strange story, but that was in the middle of Trump's press conference yesterday. And Trump had to be, you know, thrown out of the press room. Or, no, they more politely asked, sir, could you come with me? Oh, yeah, sure. And he just walked off. And Trump had a very good, he came back, had a very good response to it all. But just a weird event yesterday at the White House. A lot going on. But after I called you about that, Jack, and we got talking about when Reagan was shot and all these conversations, I decided to, you know, do a little extra research homework. And I wouldn't normally share this because it's like, oh, I found this video and that video, this montage of Biden, you know, saying, you know,
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do.
Yeah, you know, these sorts of things, or Trump, you know, saying all the things he's been known to say over the years. But I noticed something when I'm doing this research, finding, you know, these audio drops. Left-wing sources, so to speak, and I think it's fair to call the Washington Post at least left-leaning.
At least.
Then there's another one out there called Now This. And then there are several other lesser online, you know, video collection sites, publications that all are either leaning left or they're just downright leftist. And I noticed something. When these left-wing media put out all these montages, like the Washington Post would put out all the crazy stuff Trump said in 2017, all the crazy Trump stuff from 2019, and they're meant to make the president look bad. I watch these montages, and I'm laughing, excuse me, pardon me, my ass off, my nearly non-existent one. It is so funny, and I think that's part of this guy's brilliance, where everybody's like, oh my God, he said that. I'm rolling. It's just so entertaining, and he somehow pulls it off in a way. Well, I played it coming in. Listen to this. This is from, like, right when he was elected, I believe.
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
I think it's the accent that gets me. But I think this is where the left has been stuck for several years. Trump is bombastic. He's, you know, self-important, self-promoting. But it is the way he carries himself in the public sphere and when he's speaking publicly that is so effective. For instance, if you take a public speaking course, any basic course, you can learn rhetorical tricks. You can even get so advanced that you're counting syllables in the middle of telling, you know, incredible jokes or quoting poetry, whatever. There's some brilliant and motivational speakers out there, brilliant orators out there. But the basic thing they'll teach you if you want to be a good public speaker, none of the grammar, none of the tricks of the trade, confidence. If you have confidence and you know what you want to say, you're already there. And probably better than 90-something percent of people are going to speak publicly. And what do you know? Donald Trump has plenty of confidence. And for all the shots at him and for about his intelligence and for all him boasting of, you know, his intelligence.
Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
He probably is smarter than the average bear. So I think the press and the left has constantly thought, this guy's nuts. How could this guy be effective? And they start to share things that they think, oh, this is going to do him in. And for us on the right, or not even on the right, people are kind of malcontents, upset with the political establishment, upset with politics in general. We look at this and go, how refreshing and how hilarious.
Chutzpah.
Yeah. And
he's got a lot of chutzpah.
I was just so tickled that all these great audio bits I'm getting from left-wing sources, they think it hurts the guy. And it's the myopia of so much of the left. For instance, a lot of folks, it was making the rounds. Brian Stelter of CNN, he runs their show called Reliable Sources. Used to be run by Howie Kurtz, who's now on Fox. And I like Howie. Thought Howie was always interesting. But it's now run by Brian Stelter, the bald freak that he is. And listen to this question he sent out to a panel of people on CNN. And this is just truly remarkable.
When you see entire media companies essentially exist to tear down Joe Biden, is there an equivalent to that on the left tearing down Trump?
What?
There really isn't. And
what?
You know, what I would say, it's really a diet of this type of information that a lot of these voters are getting.
Wow.
Do they really believe that? I think not.
It's got to be. Maybe it's honest ignorance and they're so in their own bubble.
No, it's, there's nothing honest about it.
Right. I have these moments where I'm going to be terrible.
No, those people are not honest at all.
That's crazy. Like, okay, yes, we have Fox here on the right. We have Fox. We have talk radio that we're in. And now there are some budding internet companies. I mean, Glenn Beck's place, The Blaze, The Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro and that crowd. You get sites like Daily Caller and blah, 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 blah. National Review's been around for a while. You have your right-wing outlets, but compared to the left, is there a left-wing equivalent? It's called NBC. It's called ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC.
That's what I was going to say. Most of the entities on the right who defend Trump and attack Biden are not networks.
Right.
They're websites, they're newsletters, they're blogs. But the mainstream networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, all those guys are left-leaning NPR.
Right.
Which takes our tax dollars, I might add. They are all after Trump all the time.
Right.
Fox used to be a lot more to the right than it is now.
True.
But they bought into a lot of this stuff, too.
That was Roger Ailes doing, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Ailes really wanted to play into the Americana as well as more of a conservative right-wing perspective. And it was this way. All these companies, this nexus of different... and it's also, let me make this distinction. We don't claim here on News and Views, for instance, to be like a straight journalistic objective news endeavor. Like, we try to share what's true, but we have our perspective. And that's most of talk radio. You know, when you tune into anybody in talk radio, for the most part, that they're right-wing and they don't hide it. They don't make any bones about it.
Right.
You know, when you watch Fox News and most of the commentators at night, whether it's Hannity or Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham, that they're coming from a certain perspective. Don't make any bones about it. And whereas with CNN, they still try to claim they're objective. With NBC, ABC, CBS, blah, 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 NPR, they still try to claim they're objective. And even AP, Reuters, New York Times, Washington Post, they try to claim they're straight journalists. At least, you know, MSNBC with Maddow and Larry O'Donnell, they're straight up. And I wish, if you're going to have a perspective, have a bent, just be honest about it. And it was this way, though, this veneer of objective journalism for decades and decades, the Big Three and NPR and the like, print journalism, that
NPR has only been around since the 70s.
Okay.
It was the creation of Lyndon Johnson.
So, but they've dominated the political scene. They dominated, let's take the 70s, until probably, what, the turn of the century? Like, Drudge and Fox come around into the 90s. But we don't really have much of a conservative, you know, Limbaugh comes around in the 90s, these sorts of things. But it's been a hard, long slog for the right in terms of media and communications for a while now. And finally now, I think we're starting to reach parity with all the websites, with how dominant talk radio is, podcasting. Fox News does, it's the most popular cable news network out there. And now the left can't take it. They're screaming about it. And so I think the right has more work to do. For instance, we demonize NPR all the time, not so much because the people who work there are bad, but they get taxpayer dollars. How fair is that? It's not.
Well, it would be fine if they reported news and they're reporting opinion. And you, if you ever listen to them, it's their tone. It's the stories they do cover. And the stories they don't cover.
Right. Exactly.
And these networks, a lot of them by omission, are not letting the American public really know what's going on.
Exactly. But we have to give credit where credit's due. For instance, when NPR does a story, and most of their interviews, most of their stories are pre-produced, they're not doing it live like we are, the production quality is quite fantastic. And there was not something like that on the right until you think Glenn Beck's, you know, love him or hate him, he did the Cheeto face thing. Rachel Maddow admitted years ago his production quality was up there, one of the best broadcasters ever. But Rush Limbaugh was never known for the production quality. He was known because he had a great perspective and point of view. And even now, you don't see the hard news reporting, so to speak, coming from a right-wing tilt. So it's an interesting time to be living in because you're seeing the breakdown of trust in the news. I was listening also in general with communications and entertainment. For instance, I was listening to over the weekend with my brother, Joe Rogan had on Rob Lowe. And you can tell Rob Lowe has been quarantined for months. He was just desperate for having a conversation with somebody. And Rob Lowe mentioned in the late 70s or early 80s, he was on some sitcom that was like 60-something in the rankings, in the ratings for TV. But even at 60-something in the ratings, 60th place, I think 62 to be exact, he had 29 million people watching him on some stupid little sitcom. So you could be 62nd on TV and have 29 million people watching you. That's bigger than the biggest shows on TV now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what's happening right under a lot of folks' noses, whether it's people who used to read newspapers are now going online, people that used to watch TV all the time are now, you know, streaming things, their attentions, everybody's now having their attention competed for by more and more outlets. And I think the reason you see folks like Stelter, CNN, MSNBC, even Fox become more shrill and more over the top, outrage porn, excuse me, pardon me, is because they know the only way they're getting attention is by being outrageous or outraging you, the viewer or listener. And they see the ratings continue to go down, 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 down. And we're living in a different era, and I don't think people quite are up to it. We still long for the days of Walter Cronkite and so many others out there. And let me ask you, I think we brought this up before. When you think back to those days, now with, you know, hindsight being 2020, pun intended, do you think that you were getting the straight story from the big three back in the day?
No, I think we thought we were, because there wasn't any competition, and they were all singing from the same song sheet, basically. NBC, CBS, and ABC. ABC was a little later coming on, but to the big leagues. But CBS, you had, I'm trying to think who their anchor was. It was Cronkite, and then on NBC you had David Brinkley and Chet Huntley, the Huntley Brinkley Report. And then on ABC, Howard K. Smith and some of those people, and Harry Reasoner. Those are some old names. And some big reporters like Roger Mudd and folks like that. John Chancellor, who anchored NBC News for a long time. we thought we were getting the straight news, but I always think now, looking back, they probably did have a left bias.
Right. And now that we're in this era of all these competing outlets, not just news, but communications, media, entertainment in general, there's so many different things you can get. You know, we've talked about getting lost in YouTube rabbit holes and different outlets out there. I think Donald Trump, as much as the folks on the left try to hit him, and again, these montages of Trump saying crazy stuff, like they put one together I'm going to have to put in the system of him saying, my friend, I have friends in the Italian community. I have friends in Mexico. I have friends in Mongolia. Like, he always talks about his friend, his friend, his friend. Nobody knows the military except for me. I know it better. Nobody knows the polls except for me, Donald Trump. Nobody understood taxes except at me. He says that all the time. It's one of his tropes. Mm-hmm. And they play these things thinking, oh, it's going to hit him. Nope. It is a perfect... He's a perfect guy for the moment, much like Churchill is the perfect guy for his moment. Now, it's a different moment. We're not fighting a war against Nazis, but we are in this incredible, confusing time of media tumult and turnover that Trump, the master persuader and brander, salesman, who's been fairly successful in all sorts of different domains in his life, it makes sense he'll be president. And the more I'm looking at the polls coming up for him in the last couple weeks, and he hasn't even gotten started, Biden's still hiding in the basement, I think he's going to be president for four more years, and I'm pretty confident about that. Like, I'm not worried at all anymore. Now, he's always got the proclivity to shoot himself in the foot. Events could get worse. Who knows what the hell could happen? But I become more and more confident after there's this whole lull and during the pandemic, we're like, what the hell's going to happen? We thought the economy was Trump's ticket to a second term. The economy craters. People are dying, getting the coronavirus. The media's freaking out about it. Everybody's kind of freaking out about it. You're thinking, okay, he could be beat. But in the last couple weeks, there's been a turn. And you can tell he's now found his footing. He seemed very confident in that press conference yesterday. And I feel confident this will be our president for the next term. Once the battle's over in November, that's when I'll focus more on what exactly is he going to do now he doesn't have to worry about election again. Because we need to do a lot in this country, more than he's just promised even. So, but don't let your heart be troubled, as some other guy might say. It's a good line, because I think that we're going to have President Trump, or, you know, if you can't stand the guy, maybe you should be a little troubled, but it's okay.
Well, I hope to goodness that there are no situations that require some major recount,
right?
Because they'll steal it.
Yes.
They know how to do it, and they certainly tried in 2000.
They certainly
hanging
did.
Chads. What a bunch of asinine people running that election down there in Florida, and I'm just afraid it's going to be very close in a lot of states.
Well,
I believe, like you do, that Trump is going to prevail. Now we have to deal with, what are they going to do when they find out that he's won?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid for this country.
Especially if Nancy Pelosi remains Speaker of the House. God help us. But we got to hit this break. I'll leave you with CNN's Brian Stelter defending Biden's fitness. You know why he knows Biden's capable and mentally there, Jack? Because Biden went on a bike ride. More news and views after this, 272-9228. Listen to Brian Stelter here.
This is Joe Biden out there on a vigorous bike ride. Not wearing a helmet, but definitely wearing a mask, by the way. Fox's narrative and talk radio's narrative for months has been that Joe Biden is falling apart. You just heard Ben Shapiro say it, falling apart. And there he is riding a bike, out for a bike ride.
Why the hell would I take a test?
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Did you know that 1 in 2 women and 1 in 5 men will experience sexual victimization other than rape in their lifetime? One Place Family Justice Center provides 24/7 sexual assault forensic exams and a 24/7 crisis helpline for child and adult victims of sexual assault. If you are a victim of sexual assault and or rape, we are here for you. Call our crisis hotline at 334-213-1227 or visit oneplacefjc.org.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make make it.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Check it out, Limo. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
This hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 50% off on all those transfers of those old videotapes. Maybe it's old family memories, maybe a special occasion, or just hanging out in the backyard. But you saw fit to film those old memories. Why not preserve them by bringing those old analog tapes that are deteriorating, not just collecting dust, bringing them into the digital future, transferring them to a DVD or digital file for your computer. But you got to call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036. And be sure to tell Dan and the team that you're a News and Views listener to get that 50% off. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor of this hour of the program.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. I truly wonder, does anybody out there, because of what we just talked about, when you turn on cable news, do you get news fatigue? Heck, I mean, it is a real thing. Now, it's our job to be paying attention to the news, but I feel it. I've seen plenty of folks who are at the national level talk about it, that this current news environment isn't good for your health.
No, it's certainly not for mine, because I get so lathered up about stuff.
Oh yeah. We'll get your big boy pants on, and we'll get up in the morning. We'll do the hard work that we need to do. You know, 272-9228. But the president's press conference yesterday. Was also, he really has made a turn compared to those early coronavirus press conferences. His tone's much better. He seems much more on top of the issues. He's very hopeful about the therapeutic treatments as well as the vaccines, though I'm sure you saw the news that broke last night, folks are talking about this morning, that Russia, the Russian Federation, claims they have come out with a vaccine. And the first in the world. Putin was so confident he administered it to his daughter. She's like, no, Daddy, no, not again. So, yeah, is this like a Sputnik moment? Okay, it's up there, but it's not doing much. So I'm like, okay, you got a vaccine, but, you know, there might be some horse tranquilizer in there. Goodness. We'll see if, well, I guess we won't. If something bad happens with that vaccine in Russia, think it'll be reported?
No, not at all.
As well as people continue to freak out that Russia is trying to meddle in the election. Okay. And Trump yesterday in the press conference saying, you know, they said Russia, Iran, and China, right? Why are you only asking me about Russia? What about Iran? What about China? President Xi. You know, he was sitting there, this big, tall stack of chocolate cake when I was at Mar-a-Lago with him. And he's really, President Xi's really enjoying it. And then a general comes over and the ships are ready to go, sir, and fire off missiles into Syria. Oh, did you hear that, President Xi? Enjoy that cake while I, you know, destroy Assad's bases.
It's just, this is one of those clips I saw last night. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to JD. Hey, JD.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, you know, news fatigue, yes, because every time you turn on the news in the last 3 years, it's all world ending. Oh, my gosh, Trump woke up this morning. The world is going to end. It gets a little tiring instead of reporting legitimate news. I will say that he handled that press conference briefing yesterday like a boss. You know, for a shooting to happen right outside, they rushed him into the Oval Office, and he walks right back out into the press conference and handled it just like a boss. I give him a lot of props.
Yeah, I loved his answer. It's like, sir, do you feel rattled? And it's like, do you feel unsafe? No, I love the Secret Service. They do a great job. Just like you have your seats here, they have their seats, so to speak, here as well. And, you know, the world's a dangerous place. It's been that way for centuries. I guess it's going to continue.
Oh, yeah. He handled that epically. But, you know, I really, he gets reelected. He doesn't have to worry about reelection. I think he's going to let loose on the reins. And let's not forget, it was, I believe, Syria that wanted to get a little antsy when he was first elected, and he dropped that Moab, the mother of all bombs, over there in Syria.
Or he dropped that in Afghanistan.
Oh, in Afghanistan. Yeah. You haven't really heard a peep since. I think that one action right there kind of put the world at bay. Like, I don't know if we want to test this guy.
Right.
And as crazy as they say Kim Jong-un is, I think his sister is even worse. And I think she's the only one that can rival Donald Trump's unpredictability right now.
And it was actually a key moment in deterrence. You can have the most massive nuclear arsenal, in the world and all sorts of conventional methods of just causing mayhem and destruction against your enemy. But if your enemy or potential enemy thinks you're not willing to use it, it's not much of a deterrent.
Exactly. I think things are going to get good here real soon as far as entertainment-wise. I just really hope that they go ahead and do the debate. I need some good laughs. I'd love to see Joe Biden stand up there and debate. And I think that he's going to start out, Joe Biden is going to start out really well if they have one. But I think Trump will get him rattled, and as soon as he starts saying, come on, man.
Come on, man.
I think Donald Trump's going to go in for the kill right there.
Come on, man.
Well, hey, I love the show as always. Y'all fellas have a good... Hey, Joey, did you get that video I sent you?
About like a manhunt right there in your front yard when you woke up this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. Saturday morning, I'm getting ready to go out to work, and apparently four jacklegs decided... If I'm understanding...
Hey, don't speak of my co-host that way.
Well, these, I guess four guys tried to rob the Waffle House by the interstate. Two got arrested on the spot. And Millbrook was hell-bent in high waters not to let them get away. And kudos to Millbrook Police Department because I'm 100% sure that they caught him. They brought in helicopters, state troopers, as well as canine units from the prisons, additional canine units to track these scumbags down. So my hat's off to them, and I applaud them, and, you know, I enjoy my safe community.
There you go. And I can't believe, a Waffle House? Really, you're going to hit a Waffle House? I'm watching,
you know,
too much Pulp Fiction.
I could see it happening if the bars were up and running, and it was a big booming Friday night at the Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the morning, and somebody decides to hit it for cash at 4. But the bars aren't making that money. People aren't going out to the bars. So nobody at the Waffle House really had any money. What are you doing robbing it? You got to go where the funds are if you're going to do that.
Exactly. Well, JD, I'm glad that you feel safe, even though that occurred right in front of your house. But I appreciate the call, man.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. 272-9228. Let's go to, this guy's been calling for years, Jack, east of the Rockies.
Hey, Jack, Joey, listen, thank you for your thoughtful criticism of National Public Radio. You know, that's been a thorn in my side for some time, and like your co-host, Joey, I enjoy tuning over there. Well, let me say this. I used to enjoy tuning in from time to time. You'd get a thoughtful interview, you know, some obscure jazz musicians released an album, you know, something interesting. Dude, they're just a bunch of bitter people that drive Subarus and have unintelligible bumper stickers on the back. I mean, I cannot listen to NPR anymore.
It is tedious to listen to NPR.
Predictable.
Well, I mean, what are some of these bumper stickers you're talking about?
Oh, I'm being ugly.
If you're looking for Bigfoot, look at my legs. I mean, what are you talking about?
I've just over the years, I've seen the, you know, the requisite bumper stickers coexist and all this kind of stuff. You know, I mean, it's just. The anti-Trump, anti-conservative thing, and we cannot meme or bumper sticker our way out of this stuff. We've got to be thoughtful about it. And the news fatigue thing is very real. I mean, for them to reiterate COVID, COVID, COVID all day long, is there somebody who doesn't know that there's a pandemic going on? I was accused of talking about human trafficking as a way to deflect talk of the pandemic. And I'm like, really? So slavery's okay? Ugh. I mean, it's frustrating. I'll get a little bit of news from you guys in it, but I'm just not watching the outlets anymore.
Well, and let's share the piece that we went out with again real quick here. This is, again, Brian Stelter on CNN talking about Joe Biden's bike ride to display his fitness. Listen.
This is Joe Biden out there on a vigorous bike ride. Not wearing a helmet, but definitely wearing a mask, by the way. Fox's narrative and talk radio's narrative for months has been that Joe Biden is falling apart.
Okay. Oh, there's Joe Biden. Wait, no. Fox's narrative? Talk radio's narrative?
No. Hey,
Brian, were you around? Were you old enough, you big baby, to look at, like, the Democrats during the primary? I mean, how many people, like Julian Castro and so many others, suggested Joe Biden was too old? It was Democrats doing that. It wasn't just us doing that. Like, yeah. I think everybody is seeing what's happened to Joe Biden.
Well, Joey, just remember, it's not expensive. All you got to pay is attention. No. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, East.
Thanks, East.
272.
Yeah, I mean.
9228.
Riding a bike doesn't mean you have mental acuity necessarily.
Right. Well, his legs were moving, so I'll give him that. Do you remember the last time he really got out there and campaigned, like, on the ground was in Iowa? And that week, actually, it was like 4 days. That was 4 days of gaffaganza. Like, it was, you know, some worse than others. But, oh, my God, that was where he called one of the guys who questioned him at a town hall fat and said, I'm running because I know more than other people. And I think I served the country well. And why don't you want to test me out, man? Let's do some push-ups, man. Let's do some push-ups.
I remember that. It was just insane.
Yeah, that was the same time period where he talked to the one girl, oh, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. Like, he just, And when you look at old clips of Biden, he's had that element to him always, where he'd say something a little weird or off kilter, not to mention...
Always a quintessential smartass.
Right, and he'd be always. There are left-wing reports, or at least mainstream media reports, that Biden be a little too handsy, sniffing people's hair, odd comments. I mean, this is not just a right-wing thing, I'll put it that way, all right? Joe Biden's tried to run for president several times, and he's always failed. Not that he got to the general ever. It's always been Democrats who said, no, Joe, why don't you just hold off for a second? And Barack Obama picks him out from the garbage heap and saves his career, essentially. But it's just crazy.
I think the Democrats have nominated another Bob Dole. And what I mean by that is... sort of the senior leader of the party who's been in a lot of battles over the years. And what they'll say is, but Joe has earned it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they said about Bob Dole. The Dole had earned it. And
it's like a rewards program.
Right, right. And when we nominate people who've earned it, they lose.
Well, let's just have like MAPCO picks the next president then. How many points have you earned up? Oh, 100,000 points? You're the president. Goodness. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you, folks, by the Goodson Group. And Bo Goodson, he's the namesake of the Goodson Group. And it's because Bo Goodson has this unique, informed understanding of the River Region real estate markets because he's been helping folks for over 40 years buy or sell their homes here in the River Region. And not only if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, you can also have that rental property, that rental investment managed by the Goodson Group. You still get a large chunk of what's coming in and that performing property there. But for a very reasonable fee, you can get rid of all the hassle of being a landlord yourself and having to look after the place. The Goodson Group does a fantastic job managing those rental properties. Also, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is home at... The Goodson Group is home to the Bo Goodson Real Estate School program. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate programs here in the state of Alabama. It's, again, because of that 40-plus years of experience on Bo Goodson's part. So many folks have graduated from there and gone on to do great things in the real estate market. But even if you're not going for your real estate license, it makes you a more informed player here in the River Region real estate market. So check out Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group today at thegoodsongroup.com. Easy enough, thegoodsongroup.com, or give them a call at 551-0225, 551-0225. That's the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You could start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat continues to be very intense, but the rain chances are going to start edging up a little bit each day. Today's high temperature near 96 with a heat index near 105. That's the danger level. Scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous this afternoon and this evening, but still random. They'll fade out tonight, low 76. But tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, I think the rain chances are a little bit higher. In fact, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Some locally heavy downpours for some lucky towns, and high temperatures will be in the middle 90s tomorrow and Thursday, and low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
Again, this first hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036, and take advantage of 50% off on all those transfers, restorations of old videotapes to a DVD or digital file for your computer. Preserve those analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this, the first hour of News and Views from 9 till noon.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
Very good. 272-9228. There's a name on the call list here, Jack, that I hadn't seen in a little while. Another longtime caller and listener here to News Talk 93.1 FM. That's Master Thespian, the Master Thespian. How are you?
Hello. Boy, I am enjoying this discussion today.
Thank you, sir.
I enjoy it every day, but I don't always get a chance to call in. Two things I want to throw on the table. Back in the 60s, a guy named Marshall McLuhan coined a phrase called the media is the message. The idea that the people that control the message are the ones that control the thought processes of the people that consume the message. And I think that's what we're seeing, is that most people don't have time to pull out a lot of different sources. They go to one, maybe two sources of information.
Right.
And the media are taking advantage of that.
Exactly. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and so they're trying to shape people's opinions. I think a number of conservatives do consult a great many sources of information, because we want to see, okay, what's this side saying, what's that side saying? It's one of the things I love about Dan Morris and his program. He shows us all different facets of the situation. I really enjoy that. The second thing that I think the previous caller was talking about is the red herring. You know, and I've taught speech for 40 years, and that's one of the things that you talk about, is that if you want to distract people from what's important, you focus on something that may be more urgent or more exciting, but it's not as important as the real thing. But I think that's what's going on here. There's a lot of this. The COVID-19 focus in particular is, oh, it's bad. Oh, it's really, really bad. Well, you know, we probably have four times as many people die from heart attacks every year that have died from COVID so far. And, you know, you got to put things in perspective.
There you go.
So anyway, but I'm enjoying the show today, guys. Keep up the good work.
Master Thespian.
Yes, sir.
Could